This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN Prime Time, live from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It is VSiN Prime Time alongside Matt Humans. I'm Tim Murray, as we are moments away from getting a bowl game back in our life. The bowl season is here. It's the holiday season. I won't sing like Wes Reynolds. Maybe I'll get Wes Reynolds to sing tomorrow on the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast. What do you think, Matt? Think the audience would like that?
Well, I thought when Wes Reynolds did it, we did that show 2 or 3 years ago. I thought it was one of the best shows we've ever done over the holiday seasons of VSiN. Wes Reynolds singing Christmas carols. Still a classic. In fact, I might have to look that up, maybe tweet it out sometime over the next week. It is, he did a phenomenal job. He's a talented singer, believe it or not. Some would argue, but I think he is.
Hey, this hour is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Football meets flavor with VSiN and Omaha Steaks, the official sponsor of this hour of VSiN Prime Time. Right now, you'll score 16 free smash burgers with any order of $129 or more, plus 50% off site-wide, omahasteaks.com/VSIN for more information. Omaha Steaks, Matt, is the sponsor of the Circa Friday Football Invitational as well. Right now, the madman, Chris Massaro, in first place, but it's a unique spot and time in the contest because you're going to have bets going on throughout the weeks with bowl games, and you had talked about it during the break a little bit, that there is some cut line drama coming on down the wire here as Frank Carulli is currently on the cut line, but has a best bet and another bet, including Jacksonville State at a great number, plus 2.5 in the contest. They are now a 3-point favorite. So he is sitting there with two games still left to try to save himself from the cut line.
Got some information on a college hoops game here. I want to try to get a bet in, so can you babble for about 30 more seconds? And then I'll tell you what the information is, and you can bet it
okay.
If you want.
Tennessee, by the way, running away with things, which is lovely to see. They were bet up to about a 4.5-point favorite earlier tonight, Tennessee, a 21-point lead right now in a great spot for the Volunteers earlier today. We've got the NBA Cup Championship going on right now, 21 apiece between the Knicks and the Spurs. Just a little while ago, it was a 5-point lead for the Spurs. The Knicks were an underdog, and you know that's going to be something we're going to keep an eye on throughout the night here, whether or not you can get in from an in-game standpoint on this particular game. So the Knicks have regained the lead. 24-21 is the score. A 3-point lead for the New York Knicks over the San Antonio Spurs. Under 3 minutes to go in that first half. Bowl season about to continue tonight as kickoff down in Montgomery, Alabama, between the Troy Trojans and the Jacksonville State Jaguars. Jacksonville State Gamecocks, and late money coming in on the Gamecocks as they are up to a 3.5-point favorite at a number of spots. Circus sitting at 2.5, Westgate Superbook at 3 as well. So that is where we sit for the Salute to Veterans Bowl, Matt.
Nice job, Tim. You're a true pro. Let's see. College basketball board. Get to the extra games. 306-564. This is Southern at Cal Baptist. And the number is 12.5 at some spots. Others have 12. I just laid 12 at minus 108. So the information on this game is Southern's best player, Michael Jacobs. He scores 21 a game. He's not suited up for tonight's game, and this has not been reported anywhere. Now I will say, don't bet that too big, thinking that info is great and you got a winner, because sometimes that stuff backfires. But that's pretty good information right there. A guy who scores 21 a game is not suited up, and nobody knows that information. So the number is Cal Baptist 12, and we'll see if that changes before tip. But that's pretty good information
there. All right. Okay. All right. Played a little on Cal Baptist, so.
Yeah, I'd put like a half unit bet on it. The injury information is great. It's great. I love that information. A lot of times it's very valuable, but but sometimes it backfires. You can't act like you got an automatic winner just because you have great information on a team's best player being out. And still, you got to lay 12. You're laying a significant number here.
All right. Well, Cal Baptist is a game we're now going to keep our eyes on, Matt. See if
starts at 7. So a tip-off is about 1 hour away. Southern Cal Baptist on the extra board tonight.
Have you bet a Cal Baptist game yet this year?
That's a good question. Maybe one. This might be the first one. This might be the first
The Lancers one. Yeah. Coming off of a win, had a stretch there with three straight losses. Home game tonight against Southern. And so you just mentioned Southern, their best player. Is that Michael Jacobs?
Yes.
He is not suited up for this game. So we'll see if that starts to move the market as that gets out there. But certainly something to keep an eye on regarding that. And, you know, to pivot that into bowl season, Matt, that's always the interesting thing. You'll hear, all right, they're going to play. And then game day shows up and they're not suited up. You know, that is also something to keep an close eye on and not to go too crazy with bowl season. Is half the time you go to these games, you were told all along that everybody's going to play. And, yesterday in the walkthrough, our running back and our wide receiver and our quarterback all tweaked their hamstrings. So they are all not going to play in these games. So I was hoping, Matt, that with the portal not officially opening up until January 2nd, that maybe that would help these bowl games be a little more true. Not going to be the case.
No, I don't think it's going to help. And the reason is these guys got to make business decisions now.
Yeah.
Right? The teams are trying to put the rosters together. The money's being offered. And you got to make decisions. So it's kind of like Lane Kiffin had to make a decision before the playoffs. And he bolded. A lot of these players have decisions to make, too. It's interesting. Ryan Hyatt, radio host in Lubbock, Texas, says this about Brendan Sorsby, the quarterback at Cincinnati, in the transfer portal. Hyatt says, Sorsby's girlfriend has signed to play volleyball at Texas Tech. Sorsby will be QB1 at Texas Tech. Follow the money and the girlfriend.
All right.
There you go.
Well, I will say there was an email that was sent out from an offshore book, and Brendan Sorsby was a betting favorite to go to Texas Tech. So there you go.
What's the number? What's the line?
I don't know if it's shifted.
If it's $1.50, lay it.
It was plus 250. This was earlier today, so I don't know if these numbers have shifted.
Take the plus. Where can you take the plus 250?
Offshore shop. So plus 250. Texas Tech, Brendan Sorsby, DJ Lagway, Baylor, LSU, Miami, all sort of in that same ballpark. Dylan Raiola, Oregon. Apparently, Texas Tech not on the list for Dylan Raiola, which would have been hilarious if he had ultimately go to Texas Tech. And then Kenny Minchie's got some odds as well. So, yeah, we will see some of these big-name quarterbacks. Drew Mestemaker, the latest. Some buzz that maybe Indiana could be interested in Drew Mestemaker in the portal.
I thought Indiana was going to go with Alberto Mendoza, Francisco's little brother. Is he not ready?
I don't know.
That's interesting, too. I actually thought Mestemaker would be automatic to go to Oklahoma State. Maybe if he gets a much bigger offer, he does not follow his coach to Stillwater. You and I talked about this. I could not believe last year that Indiana got Fernando Mendoza.
I know.
Loved him at Cal. I said, how did Indiana not get outbid by other so-called bigger programs? But Indiana's got a lot of money, too. And now, well, after now all this success, Indiana's got a ton of money. So Indiana's not going to get outbid at this point.
No, it's pretty impressive, Matt, to see what Indiana has been able to do in such. I mean, it's not a little impressive. It's beyond
it's
impressive.
A miracle. Do you believe in miracles?
This turnaround has been unprecedented, to say the least.
Kurt Cignetti just won Coach of the Year back to back. Nobody ever wins it back to back.
Because usually, after you have such a big year, you're expected to, you know, come back down. You're not going to surprise people. And all they did was go 13-0 and win the Big Ten for the first time since 1967. And have the Heisman Trophy winner.
Right.
I mean,
he can't win it three times in a row, can he?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Let me ask you this, Matt. Indiana gets the winner of Oklahoma, Alabama.
Indiana get a good draw. I would not be afraid of either one of those teams.
Is there a
Sooners
team?
Tide? No.
If you're an Indiana fan, if you're Wes
who
Reynolds,
would you rather face?
Who would you rather face? Probably famous last words. I would say Oklahoma.
I would rather face Oklahoma, I think.
I think Oklahoma Oklahoma very well could win this game. We'll talk more about this game on the other side, Oklahoma, Alabama. Both you and I have small positions on Alabama. I don't love it. I do wonder if the kicking game is a important factor. Tate Sindel wins the Lou Groza Award for the nation's best kicker by guy Kansei Matsuzawa. Mm-hmm. The Tokyo Toe was robbed, but Sendell's incredible. 7-for-7 from 50-plus yards this year. He is a difference maker, and is that the difference come Friday night? Alabama's had all sorts of issues from a kicking standpoint this year, but if I'm Indiana, I think I'd rather face Oklahoma, because of we know what they are offensively. It is not all that impressive. Yes, their defense is top-notch, Matt, but Alabama, if they figure it out, they can be pretty darn good offensively. Now, they're dealing with a bunch of injuries, reportedly. Ty Simpson maybe not fully healthy, even though he said Ryan Grubb, I'll read you some quotes from regarding Ryan Grubb on the other side, their offensive coordinator. He said he's fully healthy. He said he's good to go, but what is he going to say the week of the playoff?
I just think the Hoosiers got a great draw there. The winner of the Alabama-Oklahoma game? Hell yeah. Indiana should be in the Final Four against the winner of Oregon-Texas Tech. By the way, I did bet Oregon 8-1 to win the whole thing.
All right. Some more thoughts on the college football playoff, which starts on Friday on the other side, and updates from the NBA Cup. And we got a bowl game underway.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
3 minutes to go in Knoxville, Matt, and that is a lovely score to look at when you have the Tennessee Volunteers. 79-56, Tennessee going to take care of business tonight. Aaron Moore gave it out on the show last night. You gave it out this morning with Jensen Lewis and Dave Ross. And nice to have a rocking chair winner every once in a while.
Yeah, you're right about that, because they don't come along too often. 25-point lead for the Vols with about 2.5 minutes to go. It did help. We got a little good information, too. Mykael Brown, the star freshman guard for Louisville, out, and did not factor that into the handicapping. I did like the Vols anyway, but that made the play even that much better. Louisville got the number two offense in college basketball, according to efficiency by Ken Pom. But look what this Tennessee defense is doing to it tonight.
Yeah, this is what Rick Barnes' team can do. Yeah. They can really make you frustrated defensively, especially on their home floor and when you don't have one of your top players as well. So it all came together for Tennessee. Also off of 3 straight losses, so it's a bit of a desperation spot for Tennessee. We talk a lot about situational spots, and certainly this was one of them for Tennessee. They take care of business, and with 2.5 minutes to go, they're up 25. NBA Cup update. The final going on here in Las Vegas. It is a 43-37 Spurs lead. The Spurs right now a 3.5-point favorite. So if you're looking to get involved on the Knicks, they are right now at +3.5. I might find myself at some point here getting involved with the Knicks. If we can get a little juicier plus price here in this game.
Why not, Tim? Nothing but aggravation, NBA. Might as well aggravate yourself for the next 2 hours. Go ahead, jump in on this Knicks game. I mean, I want to hear you groaning
else,
over here.
What else are we going to do, man? You know, I got money in my pocket now with the Tennessee game. I'm like a kid in a candy store. What do I do?
I can't wait.
I got to spend it somewhere
can't
else.
Can't wait to spend it.
Well, I did take a little Cal Baptist as well. So
I got some Cal Baptist minus 12.
Let's go. Let's go Cal Baptist.
UConn live at -12.5, -111. UConn's on a big run right now, by the way. I just checked right before we came back from a commercial. 34-21. It was tied at 13. Now UConn up 13, and the live number's up to UConn -20.5. Looks like it jumped in at the right time on that one. Victor Wembanyama against the OKC Thunder. He had 22 points, 9 rebounds in 21 minutes. and that upset of the Thunder, that was only OKC's second loss all season. Snapped a, what was their winning streak, 16 games?
Yes.
Yeah, 16-game win streak the Thunder had before that 111-109 win. And as you noted, Wembanyama coming off the bench tonight. Coming off the bench doesn't matter, but the problem is Kelly Bidlin, the Red Baron, noted on that clip that we played when Wembanyama was going to be limited to, 20, 25 minutes at the most tonight. There was some debate on Twitter today about how would Wemby hold up against Shaq? And Wemby's 7'4".
Taller than that, isn't he? Like 7'6"?
I thought he was 7'4".
Whatever, he's tall.
Anyway, he looks like he's about 7'10". You look at him, he's like a straw. Shaq was so solid. I think Shaq was so big and so strong, I think Shaq would just throw him out of the way. Kind of like DK Metcalf threw Minka Fitzpatrick away like a ragdoll.
That touchdown was insane.
Is that sick? Minka Fitzpatrick's a stud. DK Metcalf threw him like a ragdoll.
The one thing Wemby would have on Shaq in this hypothetical that will never happen.
Block some shots.
Maybe block some shots. And offensively, I feel like he could take him out, stretch the floor a little bit. So,
but Shaq, if he got him down on the low block, he'd just back him down and dunk.
Oh, yeah. It'd be a fun matchup to see that we never will see because, you know, Shaq is an analyst right now. Matt, I was mentioning it while you were placing your bet on Cal Baptist. We got quite the situation brewing in the Circa Friday Football Invitational, which, of course, is brought to you by Omaha Steaks, is on the cut line. We got some drama with a couple of bowl games involved.
Yes, we do. I was talking with Steve Fezzik and Frank Carulli about this over the last day and a half or so, and Alex White did not make the cut. Alex was our runner-up a year ago. Alexander White is now out. And
by the way, Alex does an awesome job.
She does.
She's a very good handicapper.
She loves college football.
Yeah.
She had to jump into the NFL a little bit more in the last couple weeks. Didn't help. But yeah, Alex White's done a great job in this contest last 2 years. She missed a cut. Now it's down to the final cut here this week between Fezzik and Frank. And Frank Carulli needs to win his best bet, Tim. And who is his best bet?
That would be Old Dominion.
That's
plus
right.
3.5. Very good number. That number is down to 2.5. I don't know if this is good or bad for you, Frank, but I have bet that as well. I took Old Dominion plus 3.5. I think this is kind of the old school handicap of a bowl game. I think Old Dominion is just going to be more motivated tomorrow in the Cure Bowl. It's a 5 mm-hmm. o'clock Eastern kickoff. Old Dominion has yet to win a bowl game under Ricky Ronnie. They're 0-2 in bowl games under their head coach. He is staying. He signed a contract extension. Now, it is worth noting Old Dominion's starting quarterback, Colton Joseph, opted out. He's in the transfer portal. But
apparently the backup's pretty talented.
And Byron Brown for South Florida, he is not playing either. He is going to be utilized as a assistant coach mm-hmm. in the game. And, of course, Alex Golish and the offensive coordinator, they've already moved on to Auburn. I understand the move here in the market, and I think Old Dominion, if you haven't gotten in yet, not saying a full unit play, but I certainly think money line look tomorrow for Old Dominion. I think this is kind of more of that old school. Who's more motivated? South Florida was a team that had aspirations and hopes to make the college football playoff, beat Florida earlier this year, and now you're playing a Wednesday, December 17th bowl game in Orlando. And I got to imagine Old Dominion, just from a motivational standpoint, is going to be more motivated for this one. So I like Old Dominion, and we'll see if that helps Frank Carulli, who his best bet is on Old Dominion at a pretty good number.
Hey, Corey, our producer, can you throw that chart up there of Frank Carulli's picks again? I want to get that. Take a look at that photo, Tim. That was taken at the Pimlico Racecourse. Frank was a track odds maker and handicapper.
In lovely Baltimore, Maryland?
Yep. Hey, look at that smile. Doesn't he look like a nice guy? You don't want a nice guy like that to get cut, do you?
No.
Look at that.
Matt has gone final. 83-62, Tennessee, yep. A winner. Shout out to the professor, Aaron Moore. Easy winner here. A little fortune from an injury standpoint as well. And this will flip over to the bowl game here in just a moment. Jacksonville State, by the way, out to a early lead against the Troy Trojans. 7-0 with 7.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. So Jacksonville State, that was a best bet from Brian Edwards earlier today. And also Frank Carulli in on Jacksonville State at a very good number. These numbers get locked in, what, Friday Matt?
Friday at 10 a.m. at Circus Sports. I believe even if Frank wins Jacksonville State, he still needs to win the best bet to advance, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So he's got he could lose Jacksonville State and still win Old Dominion, and then he advances. Old Dominion game means everything to Frank, correct? I think looking at the standings, that's
Yes, because he would have the tiebreaker for the best bets. So, yes, it all comes down. Like Ravens and Steelers, Week 17 could mean nothing. Old Dominion means everything. This Jacksonville State game could, in theory, not help all that much. So Frank Cerulli right now, 56.5 points. Steve Fezzik, 58. But a best bet winner would get him to 9-6, and that would be the tiebreaker. And we would be down to, what, 11 left in the field? Is that right?
Yeah, and then we'll have three cuts the next week to get to the Elite Eight, and then the Elite Eight compete to the end. Again, that Circuit Friday Football Invitational, Derek Stevens puts up $30,000. Top five finishers paid. And if you're in the Elite Eight, basically guaranteed an invitation to come back next year. So you want to be in that Elite Eight. And we'll be at 11 after this week with three more cuts to come right before Christmas. That's always what you want to do, Tim, is spoil somebody's Christmas by cutting them from a contest.
Maybe we could send them some Omaha steaks.
I could do that.
What do you think about that?
That makes every holiday brighter.
Speaking of Omaha steaks, make the holidays unforgettable. God, we are on top of transitions, aren't we? Make the holidays brighter with Omaha Steaks. From holiday roasts to hand-selected gift packages, Omaha Steaks delivers quality meals, top quality meals, Matt, memorable gifts that bring everyone together. Every steak is perfectly aged and hand-carved for exceptional flavor. And right now, as a VSiN exclusive, you'll get 16 free smash burgers with any order of $129 or more, plus 50% off site-wide. Head on over to omahasteaks.com/VSiN, omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. Bruce Marshall going to come up bottom of the hour. Matt, we'll get some thoughts on college football as well as some college basketball, maybe a little NFL with Bruce coming up at the bottom of the hour. Always look forward to talking with Bruce Marshall. Once again, it has gone final down in Knoxville, a win, an easy cover for the Tennessee Volunteers over Louisville. Right now, the NBA Cup media timeout, under 7 minutes to go, Matt. The San Antonio Spurs, a 46-40 lead, as the Knicks are a plus 3.5-point dog right now in the second quarter at the NBA Cup final. Bowl game going on at this very moment. The Salute to Veterans Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Jacksonville State, a 7-0 lead. They are out to a 12.5-point favorite in-game. What a move we have seen on that game. That's Matt Humans. I'm Tim Murray. Let's talk to Bruce Marshall. He's got some thoughts on college hoops and a little college football as well. Alabama or Oklahoma? We'll ask Bruce next.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
NBA Cup final going on right now. The San Antonio Spurs taking on the New York Knicks. And right now in Las Vegas, the Spurs a 50-43 lead. Your live number in that game this very moment has the Spurs as a 3.5-point favorite. Final from earlier today, a top 25 matchup saw the Tennessee Volunteers snap a 3-game losing streak and win convincingly in that contest. The final score 83-62. Going on right now, a couple of games in the top 25, including a best bet from Matt. UConn up 14 at the break against Butler, 39-25, and it worked out well for you, at least from a numbers standpoint, not being able to get a bet in as that game started. All right, Matt, let's head to our progressive guest line. Let's talk a little more college hoop with our good friend Bruce Marshall, who joins us right now courtesy of our progressive guest line. Bruce, we still have a late night game, and I told Matt, I'm like a kid in a candy store with a $5 bill. Got this win from Tennessee. It's burning a hole in my pocket. What should I do? And UC San Diego, Loyola Marymount, tipping off at 11:30 Eastern tonight.
Yeah, Tim. Well, you got one more chance tonight to get involved tonight. I might recommend the Tritons here tonight. UCSD D in this late night game in Westchester. I saw these guys a little over a week ago in Long Beach. And Long Beach is an improved team this year, but very impressed with UCSD. The names change from last year and the coach changes, but everything else looks pretty much the same. They're running, you know, a similar offense, and Clint Allard, who was Eric Olin's assistant last year, just got, you know, he got promoted and took over the top spot, and they're running a lot of the same stuff, you know, on offense. They found some transfers in the portal. This kid Leo Beath from FAU really is good. Beatty from Hawaii, they shoot the ball very well, move the ball well. They look just like they did last year. And I wonder if Loyola might be just losing a little steam. No shame losing to St. Louis, but they really lost touch with the Billikens in the second half last week, and lost to Stony Brook before that, both in Westchester. So I think UCSD, close to pick 'em tonight, gets the Lions in Westchester.
Bruce, UCSD, a one-point favorite in that game. I want to ask you about some college hoops on Wednesday. I see some games on the Wednesday schedule, I think, that are Bruce Marshall specials. And I've got about five of them picked out here, so I'll do rapid fire. Now, one you've already told us you have an interest in, so let's start with the top game on the rotation, 6:54, Northern Iowa at Illinois Chicago. And what are you going to play here with Northern Iowa laying 4.5 against the UIC Flames?
I'm going to go ahead and give the Panthers a look here. They came into Irvine a couple weeks ago, won the game there early on in the season. Some very impressive wins. Northridge isn't that bad a team, and they blew Northridge out. And, you know, they were in Palm Springs a few weeks ago. Matt, they lost that game close to Tulsa, which is a good team. And they thrashed Loyola Chicago while they were in Palm Springs. Nice one over Oakland last week. It's a typical Ben Jacobson sort of team. Control the pace. They play defense. Shoot pretty well, about 47% from the floor. They've got they've got backcourt. Campbell looks really good, and Bond, they've got some experience in the backcourt. And I'm not sure UIC is all that special this year. It looks like they might be down a notch. So a short price, fair price, if it's under three buckets, I'll go ahead and lay it with Northern Iowa. I think they're a semi-go-with team right now.
All right, Bruce, I've been really disappointed in UC Santa Barbara so far. I had high expectations for this team. They're 8-3, but they have not played to the level I expected. How about this? UCSB, the Gauchos against Green Bay and Doug Gottlieb, and UCSB is a 3.5-point road favorite tomorrow.
I have been disappointed like you and the Gauchos, Matt. If they can't beat Green Bay tomorrow, Gottlieb's team isn't quite as bad as they were last year, although they took a couple of beatings here recently. The Wright State really let them have it pretty good. The Iona win was pretty impressive for them. IU Indy is not a good team, so Green Bay's win over the Jags I'm not too impressed with. But this is – I might be willing to give Santa Barbara one last chance here. They have a couple of wins that were much closer than I thought. They didn't get the cover up there at Sac State early on. Close games here in Vegas at the Resorts World a couple of weeks ago. Lehigh, very close win. They did beat Seattle. They did come back and beat Long Beach. And the Long Beach win is not as bad as I thought at the time. I know Santa Barbara didn't cover that game, but I saw Long Beach in person, and they're not that bad. So I'm going to give Santa Barbara one more shot. I still don't think Green Bay is all that good. We will give Joe Pasternak one more shot here tomorrow, see if they can get on the point spread. Let's see if it works for Santa Barbara tomorrow night.
Santa Barbara off a 15-point home loss to Utah Valley. That one surprised me other night. Bruce, how about Vandy? You talked about surprise teams in college basketball. Not that Vandy was completely under the radar, but this team's really good. Vandy, a 7.5-point favorite at Memphis.
Yeah, I think Penny's got some problems at Memphis this year. Some guys back there are telling me it would take a lot for him to get in trouble. He's sort of the sainted child there in Memphis. But, man, I mean, they're struggling some here. And Vandy, the other day, let me down. I went and laid that big price against Central Arkansas, but I've seen them a little bit on the SEC channel and talked to people who have watched them. This is a more athletic team than they have had at Vanderbilt in a long, long time. And Byington is a great coach. Duke Miles, who has played about everywhere. He was at Oklahoma last year. He's at High Point before that, Troy. Scoring about 17 per game. They've got four guys scoring in double digits, really get up and down the floor. And I just don't think Memphis is that good this year. And I think Penny, any other coach might be in some trouble there. We'll see if it happens to him. But I'm all on Vandy in this one. I'm not laying 30 like I was with Central Arkansas the other day. This is a fair price. Yeah, I'll take him.
Vandy's legit. No question about it. All right, we got a Mountain West game tomorrow night. Bruce, Air Force is 3-8 at San Diego State. Aztecs laying 23.5. What do you think of these two teams so far?
You know, Air Force is just struggling again, and they just they lose guys to the portal, and it's just really tough there for Joe Scott to get any sort of momentum. The problem with Air Force, and it sort of was a problem last year too, and since Heinrider, the good three-point shooter 2 years ago left, they aren't shooting threes. And if you're sitting around 31% in your Air Force and that's as good as you're shooting from three-pointers, you are really in trouble. Chance at an upset is nil. The only hope is if they can slow this game down enough, and San Diego State maybe just can't quite extend that margin beyond 23.5. I would not love it with the Aztecs here just because that's such a big number. But if I had to do something, it'd be just San Diego State here. They are scoring over 80 points a game. They are shooting threes better, San Diego State, than they have been in recent years. So that might be enough to get them there. So if I had to do something, San Diego State, I'm not going to be recommending Air Force in the near future. I know that.
Hey, Bruce, by the way, San Diego State's got a bigger game on deck too. Number one, Arizona is going to be in San Diego on Saturday night in an ESPN2 game. So, Aztecs might be looking ahead a little bit to, that one against Arizona. One more I'll throw at you before Tim jumps over to football with you. How about Arizona State, UCLA? Bruins, 9.5-point favorites over Bobby Hurley.
Yeah, and I was impressed with Arizona State fighting its way back the other night against Santa Clara down the street from me here at the Lee's Family Forum. They were way down in that game against Santa Clara and found their way back. Mo Odom, really streaky shooter. We saw him last year at Pepperdine. He's now the guy shooting all the big shots for Coach Hurley, who, by the way, got thrown out of that Santa Clara game.
Yes, he did.
But, UCLA, actually, I thought, you know, they had Gonzaga, you know, in their sights there until the last 5 minutes the other night. The win at Washington was really good before that. So I think they might be coming around. It looks like Donovan Dent is beyond some of his early troubles, perhaps. He had some injury problems there. And UCLA's got some guys who can put the ball in the bucket. I mean, we know Bilodeau can score. He hurts them defensively. I'm not sure Arizona State can hurt UCLA in the paint. They're going to need Odom to be really hot. I might give Mick Cronin a shot here. I think they might be able to extend the margin. I wouldn't lay more than 10, but I might look that way at that price.
Bruce Marshall hanging with us. I want to talk some football with you, Bruce. Are you cool to hang out with us through the break?
I'm cool as long as you need me, Tim.
We need him a little bit longer. We have some key football games to talk about. Best bets from Bruce Marshall. Tim, about the Veterans Bowl, Jacksonville State still up 7-0.
Yeah, 2 minutes to go in that first quarter. Jacksonville State with the lead. Matt, I found NBC Sports Network on my my television, my computer here. 16-point lead for the UConn Huskies, 41-25. NBA Cup update, Spurs a 56-53 lead right now in that one. Live number here in Vegas, Knicks back to a slight favorite against the San Antonio Spurs. More with Bruce Marshall. We'll talk some college football playoff and week 16 of the NFL with him. But just a reminder, the Average Joe contest, sponsored by Edge Boost, kicks off quarter four this week. It's a great time to jump in. Each week, you'll make 7 picks, NFL or pro, or NFL or college, and you'll get your shot at $500 or $1,000 if you have an Edge Boost account. And with the new quarter underway, you're also playing for airfare for two to Vegas, a 2-night stay at Circa, and an in-studio guest appearance on a VSiN show. It's free to play. Enter at VSiN.com/Joe. More with Bruce Marshall on the other side. It is VSiN Primetime.
This is VSiN Primetime on VSiN, the sports betting network.
This should be tough.
It is VSiN Primetime. Alongside Matt Eumanns, I'm Tim Murray. We'll bring back in Bruce Marshall here in just a moment. But as we went to break, we saw a defensive touchdown, Matt Eumanns, in the Salute to Veterans Bowl. The Troy Trojans on the board. And a loyal listener to the College Football Betting Podcast, Phil, has Jacksonville State tonight, and he is not happy, as that was a botched flea flicker that led to a dropped throwback to the quarterback. Troy pounces on it. Touchdown, 7-7. Ladies and gentlemen, the bowl season.
Bad breaks there. Last thing you want to see is a quarterback cough up the ball at the goal line. Let's do some more college football with Bruce Marshall,
who joins us right now, courtesy of our Progressive guest line, hanging out for another segment. Bruce, tomorrow night, we were talking briefly about this game off air. Look, on paper, this would have been a pretty fun one, but both the quarterbacks will not be playing. Old Dominion's Colton Joseph opted out as he is in the portal, and Byron Brown will not play for South Florida. We know Alex Golish and his offensive coordinator have already moved on to Auburn. We've seen some line movement here towards Old Dominion. This game is now under 3 across the board. I took a little 3.5. Could have got a really good number if you were aggressive early. What do you make of tomorrow's Cure Bowl down in Orlando?
Yeah, it really is a regrettable thing because you had two, I thought, you know, pretty exciting teams this year, and I really would have wanted to see a little bit more of Colton Joseph. Just saw a little bit of him this year. Good dual threat. I mean, he rushed for over 1,000 yards, passed for over 2,600 yards, and accounted for 34 TDs for Old Dominion, but now he's not going to play. And we just don't know. The backup hardly played at all this year. So I'd be really reluctant to go with Old Dominion because so much of that team was South Florida. But you could almost was for Old Dominion. You could say the same thing about Brown with South Florida. But what bothers me, though, about the Bulls, I think a lot of those guys are going to go in the portal and some are going to follow Golish. I don't know how many other guys are sitting out tomorrow night, but I could see the portal really stripping of South Florida, and it starts in the bowl games. So this is one I'm just going to watch tomorrow night. If I even watch it, I'm not betting it for sure.
Yeah, Old Dominion, as I mentioned earlier, Ricky Ronnie back for another year, trying to win their first bowl game under him. Well, no opt-outs in this, but you got to keep an eye on injuries. Jam Miller should be back for Alabama. Ty Simpson maybe dealing with a little bit of an injury. R. Mason Thomas, the defensive stud defensive lineman, has been out for a little bit. He should be back for Oklahoma. What do you make of Friday night, our first playoff game, a rematch of a game we saw about a month ago, Alabama visiting Oklahoma?
Yeah, Tim, we saw this a little bit in the conference championship games where we saw a lot of rematches, and it was very hard for teams to sweep. And I think that's going to be the case here. It's certainly going to be hard for Oklahoma to win this game the way they did in Tuscaloosa last month, forcing those three turnovers. Yeah, they kept Alabama from running the football, and that was a constant theme for the Crimson Tide the last half of the season. Now, maybe getting Jam Miller back will help, but even when he was in there for several games, they weren't running all that effectively. So they got to address that, and I think that's going to keep Alabama from moving too far in the playoff beyond this one. But I don't know that Oklahoma can beat these guys twice. They need the defense to make big plays. They can do that. This is the college equivalent of the Broncos defense. And Brent Venables has guys that collapse the pocket from the edge. They are a big play defense. But I'll tell you what, John Mateer, after that injury at late September and when he came back, this offense never looked quite the same. A few flashes here and there. The long touchdown pass to beat LSU was one, but they struggled in that game. The offense really struggled to move. They didn't do much that game in Tuscaloosa. I think Bama gets them here. I just can't see Oklahoma winning this game the same way they did the first time, and that's, I think, the only way they would beat Bama. So I'm going to give Bama a shot here, and this may be as far as Bama goes, but I just have a feeling it's going to be very hard for Oklahoma to pull off the sweep.
One more game, Bruce, before we turn it over to Matt for some NFL thoughts from you. Tulane and Ole Miss, what a unique spot we have with Lane Kiffin leaving before his team plays a playoff game. He's now the head coach at LSU, but most of the staff is intact. Charlie Weiss Jr. and some others on the offensive side have returned for this bowl game. We saw this game also earlier this year. It was a 45-10 Ole Miss win in Oxford. What should we expect on Saturday afternoon down there in Oxford?
Yeah, Tim, and here's another one of those rematches, although I don't think we're going to see a reversal like we might with Alabama and Oklahoma. Like you said, 45-10 back there in September. And John Summerall, we know, is moving on to Florida after the Green Wave is eliminated. But this dog, I think I might look at them a little bit more than I would James Madison in the night game against Oregon. All the distractions for Ole Miss, most of them came right before the Egg Bowl, and they saw through those pretty well. But I think Kiffin's absence, there was a special connection he had with Chambliss. It's going to be a little bit hard to replicate here. And for Ole Miss to get fired up again against a team they had already wiped out once, I just don't like the dynamics at all in this spot. Tulane isn't that bad. Retzlaff gave them some decent production at quarterback. Talk about a shotgun marriage that worked. And that really did for a Tulane, him dropping in their lap. But I might be inclined to take the wave in this one. It's a lot of points. And like I said, there's some things about the rematch thing may not work in Ole Miss's favor here, at least as far as the spread goes. They're not going to lose, but that's a lot of lumber to chop at Vaught Hemingway.
Bruce Marshall, CBS Sports Line with us. And Bruce, how about some NFL? Let's talk about the Broncos, 11-game win streak. Jaguars have won 5 in a row. These teams are going to meet in Denver on Sunday afternoon. Broncos 3-point favorites, total of 45.5. What's your handicap of that matchup?
As long as they're not laying over 3 with Denver, I'm all with them. And I think the marketplace last week was guilty of overthinking that thing. And it wasn't just odds makers, it was the general public. To make Green Bay a favorite was wrong last week. Because Denver plays close games, is no reason to discount them one bit. They are very comfortable doing what they're doing. They will start extending margins when the defense starts making plays like pick sixes and scoop and scores like they did last year. This year, the big plays they're making are more like Patrick Surtain's interception last week that turned around that game against Green Bay. Mm-hmm. It's like Sternad's interception against the Giants that helped them come back in the fourth quarter. It's that sack they had on Patrick Mahomes when the Chiefs had the ball 19-19 and late in the fourth quarter, and they could not get a first down because they were sacked. It's Nick Benito knocking the ball down that Marcus Mariota was throwing for the winning 2-point conversion. They are comfortable playing in these sorts of games. And Bo Nix just played his best game he's ever played in the NFL last week. I think they get Jacksonville here. I think Denver's going to get that home field in the AFC, and they are going to be very hard to keep out of the Super Bowl.
Bruce Marshall on the Broncos -3. Bruce, how about we go to one more game here? Chargers are 2 games back of the Broncos in the AFC West. And they're, let's say, we'll call them 2-point underdogs at Dallas. Should the Cowboys be favored over the Chargers?
No. Again, marketplace overthinking this. And for some reason, Dallas still keeps getting respect. And the defense has started to play like it did early in the season. I mean, that was just they were flat the whole way against Minnesota last week. Now they're facing a superior defense. Dak Prescott, he's had some big games this year, I know, but he still piles up a lot of yardage and stats historically after games games have sort of been decided. Herbert, the risk should be better. I mean, they haven't been winning pretty the last couple of weeks, but the defense has been really good. And Dallas, they're going to probably be eliminated by the time this game kicks off on Sunday if the Eagles win on Saturday. Wrong team's favored. The Chargers are better, and they will win this game.
Bruce, appreciate the insight. Appreciate you hanging out for a couple of segments. Best of luck with your bets this weekend.
You too, Tim. Thank you.
There he is, Bruce Marshall. Appreciate him joining us here, courtesy of our Progressive guest line. Halftime at T-Mobile Arena, 61-59 is the score. The Spurs, a 2-point lead over the New York Knicks in the NBA Cup Final. This hour, Matt, being brought to you by our friends over at Omaha Steaks. This holiday season, make every gathering and every gift unforgettable with Omaha Steaks. From Thanksgiving turkeys, well, you can make a turkey on Christmas, why not? And holiday roasts to curated gift packages, Omaha Steaks delivers quality and convenience, so you spend less time cooking and more time celebrating. When you send Omaha Steaks, you're given an experience that's thoughtful, memorable, and delicious. Every steak is perfectly aged for tenderness and hand-carved by master butchers in America's heartland. They're grass-fed, grain-finished beef is rich in marbling and known for exceptional flavor, the same quality trusted by top steakhouses and chefs. Right now, a VSiN exclusive gets 16 free smash burgers with any order of $129 or more, plus 50% off site-wide. Make the holiday special with the legendary taste of America's original butcher. Visit omahasteaks.com/vsin. omahasteaks.com/vsin.
That sounds good. By the way, you can tell Bruce Marshall was old school because he slipped and said the San Diego Chargers.
Yeah. By the way, Brad Martin has chimed in. He's got some thoughts regarding some analysis from Bruce Marshall. We'll get some thoughts on the college football playoff on the other side as well. VSIN, primetime.